Right, time for Dear Scott now, where we answer your emails that you send in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. A posh Radio 4 lady reads them out. First one.
Scott, Chappers, Becky, the posh Radio 4 lady, and the one who doesn't speak. I listen by podcast from the States, and one certain aspect of your show has me completely perplexed. What exactly is Blay Friday and the significance behind it? I hope you'll clear up this puzzler for me. Many thanks, Jeff.
Jeff, Blay Friday is tomorrow.
That helps him.
You have to be a kind of regular listener to get what this is, but let me explain for everybody. I get this quite a lot as well, people asking me this, who just download the podcast in other countries. When it's Friday, it's not just Friday, it's only Blay Friday. We like to make it an event, and normally what happens is for a minute or so, on a Friday afternoon when we're normally on, I put loads of echo in my voice and get a piece of normally classical music and shout, "It's only Blay Friday," over the top of it, which for many people in the UK now is synonymous with the start of their weekend. I don't know how or why, but we've been doing it for about 4 years and people seem to like it. So that's what it is. It's only Blay Friday. It's a celebration of the fact that the weekend has arrived. Hope that helps, Jeff.
Dear Posh Radio 4 Lady, I had a strange thought the other day. If you are having an affair with Scott's dad, and Chappers is having a liaison with Scott's mum, that makes you and Chappers some kind of weird step-parent couple to Scott. I can just imagine you now on nice family weekends together. Also, how do you feel about the winner of this week's Best Guest competition getting to spend the weekend with Scott's dad in France? Especially if Becky wins. I think she's eyeing up your man. Is there going to be a catfight over him? Because if there is, I think Becky could take you. Matt, off of Cas Vegas.
Thanks, Matt.
I think Matt wants me and Posh Radio 4 Lady to have a fight. I don't think I've ever expressed any interest in your dad.
No, you haven't. That was Laura, who used to work on the show.
Oh, same.
She used to have a little bit of... same. She used to have a thing for my dad.
Did she?
Yeah, she's like, oh, he looks a bit like Bruce Willis.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he? Well, I've never fancied him up until now. Is he wearing one of those white mesh vests?
No.
Really?
No, not.
We'll get a picture and then I'll decide.
I mean, don't get me wrong, my dad's, you know, he's in his mid-50s and he looks good.
Did you like the idea of Chappers and Posh Radio 4 Lady being your step-parent?
No.
Would you prefer Chappers and one of the Dolly Rockers?
No, I don't want any of it. It's all Jeremy Kyle and I don't like it. Next.
Hey, Scott. It's Timmy from Northern Ireland. I'm 17 and have just finished school. Anyways, that has little importance to what I'm emailing you about.
Okay, good.
I have invented a new word. It is frizzante.
Frizzante. I like new words.
That is a word, though, isn't it, already?
This is an Italian word for bubbly water. However, I have been using it to describe how cold the weather is, instead of saying freezing. I believe this to be a much superior word and have had much fun using it.
You can have so much fun with frizzante.
I'm agreeing, actually. I think that's the way to go.
Bet the hours are flying by for Timmy in Northern Ireland.
I've been trying to spread the word throughout the UK in the hope that it would catch on and more people would be able to enjoy using this word. Unfortunately, I've had a lot of trouble spreading the word around, as everyone seems to think it is stupid.
Yeah.
So, I'm emailing you in the hope that you can help me to spread this word throughout the UK with the great powers of radio and make millions of people's lives better.
Okay.
You don't like it, do you?
Well, I don't think I want to be a one-man crusade about the word frizzante.
How about if I start using it, or we get Tulip to put it in the weather?
Yeah, can you put it in the weather, Tulip?
I can see if we can put that into the weather. How do you pronounce it again?
Frizzante.
Frizzante.
Frizzante. Is anywhere going to be frizzante at the weekend?
I think most places will be.
Okay,
do you know what? I think this is the wrong time of year to start this campaign, because we're kind of going into summer.
Yeah, but it's still a bit frizzante, isn't it? Oh, my God, I'm doing
it. Another 6 months until it gets properly frizzante.
I have also made attempts at other words. However, I believe frizzante to be my best effort.
Consider it done in the 7:30 news.
I'm pleased he didn't say what the other words were, because I think they might have been actual rubbish.
Next!
When you go to see the old people at the drop-in centre, why are there no old men describing people? Have their wives buried them under the patio? Elvis in Newcastle.
That is a good point. Why are there no men when we do What Are Those Old People On About? It's all ladies.
I've never thought about it before, but I certainly hadn't thought that.
No. Maybe there aren't any around at the drop-in centre when we go there. Or maybe you're right. Maybe they have murdered their husbands.
Maybe they can't get a word in edgeways.
Let's listen to some of the old people now. Which one of these sounds like a murderer?
Oh, this is... Oh, my mind's gone blank.
Probably in politics, isn't he?
He's on TV, this chap.
And he looks like a bit like Doughboy.
He looks a bit priest-like, doesn't he? And he's giving a point, yes. He's pointing at me to say, behave yourself. You know that, look at that. Yes. Oh, yes.
See, I think it's her. It's not the one that's first, all right. It's definitely her, this one.
I like the way his hair points in the middle and goes back, yes.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to kill you now, yes.
It's always the quiet ones, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know whether they are, but I don't know why there's not no men there, but maybe we'll get some men on. That'd be good, actually, for next one. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one who doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. I live in Paris, and I listen to your podcast every day. It's brilliant and always gets me giggling.
Thank you.
It also saves me from listening to rubbish French radio, who only play one song. Jason Mraz, I'm Yours.
They do play that a lot. Last time I was at my dad's house in northern France. I mean, you know, I like Jason Mraz as much as the next person, but it is on all the time.
I'm moving to Edinburgh this summer, and along with my love of your show, I also love musicals. So you can imagine how excited I was to hear that Scott Mills the Musical is not some random or strange fantasy, but for three nights only, a reality.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was wondering if you could use a hand backstage or on front of house, because I would love to help, as I have some experience in drama production.
We are getting a lot of emails from people, and it's really sweet, actually. People offering to help us out on Scott Mills the Musical, which we're doing at the Edinburgh Festival for 2 weeks. No, really not for two weeks. The second,
three nights.
No, sorry, rephrase that. Three nights in
are
the
you mad?
In the second week of August is what I meant. We are not in any way doing it for 2 weeks. Three nights, that's all, in Edinburgh. So thank you very much if you have offered to help us out. Whether you're an actor or a director, we've got stage managers, people writing songs for us.
Thank you for regularly reading out people's emails too, as it's incredibly frustrating not being able to text or call in as I live overseas. Love you, Katie. X.
Thank you for your interest in the musical, Katie. Here's one of the songs that one of our listeners has written for us. He's written some songs for musicals before. This is from Paul. And I could hear this appearing in the musical. This is a song called My Pinot Grigio.
My days are long, the roads I walk, the cross I bear. It would be so wrong for me to come home to no one there. An empty house in an empty street, in an empty world where I'd live if it weren't for you and all you have to give. My Pinot Grigio staring up at me. My Pinot Grigio, how sweet a life can be. Nothing in the world can to you, your actual class. I like you in my, love you in my, want you in my glass.
Radio.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Why does that bloke from N-Dubs always say na-na-nai?
It's his trademark. It's Dappy's trademark.
Any more than that?
I've just looked this up.
Have you just gone to Google and gone, why does Dappy just say na-na-nai?
No, I typed N-Dubs na-na-nai into Google.
How are you spelling na-na-nai?
N-A-N-A-N-A-I.
What have you got?
I've just got some lyrics.
What are they? Na-na-na-na-nai?
Na-na-nai to the day we die, brap.
That explains it.
Yeah, so there we are. It's just what he says. It's just his thing. That's what he does. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the man who doesn't speak, the posh Radio 4 lady, and whoever reads this. I was listening to the Scott Mills Daily podcast yesterday and realised that you don't have an enhanced feature. So I was wondering if I could join your very well-established team to become your podcast maker, who can put in pictures and soon videos and make it even better than Chris Moyle's podcast. I heard that Becky didn't want to stay after 7 on Friday, which could be what I do for you. I was thinking of a picture and description of Becky's classifieds and a special Oh, What's Occurring review at the end of Friday's podcast, because they're normally very short, and even a special scoreboard in the enhanced podcast. Please write back, Stephen.
Have we written back to Stephen yet? This sounds like a great idea.
Not yet. How does he know that I don't want to stay after 7 on a Friday?
I think it's just obvious from listening.
Well, Chappers goes at 5 on a Friday. I think I did quite well to stay till 7.
Yeah, you just sit there like people, like they've got webcams, they can see you looking bored. Am I talking you out of this job?
Yeah. Well, if you prefer Stephen, then you can have Stephen with his enhanced feature.
How rude that I didn't have an enhanced feature.
I get emails about that all the time.
I hear what you're saying, Stephen. Thanks very much for the offer. What do I say now?
It would be good to get one like that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll ask.
Okay, well, yeah,
see
ask.
What they say.
I would like an enhanced feature.
I think it might involve lots of code, though, which I don't know
well,
about.
Well, Stephen can help. Maybe you want to email him later.
Yeah.
And then you can go straight away. Like, you can go at 5 on Fridays, then, if you want.
Then I can just go.
Yeah, just go.